Our scripture passage for this morning comes from Luke chapter 12. Listen now for God's holy word. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whose master finds them alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself for action and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near the dawn and finds them so ready, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." People of God, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. In our passage, Jesus tells his disciples to be alert, like servants waiting for their master's return, who keep their lamps lit and who are dressed for action. When I did a course in hospital chaplaincy at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Brunswick, there were definitely times when I needed to be alert and dressed for action. Each month, the other chaplain students and I were expected to fill the weekend on-call schedule for the chaplain's office in the hospital. No matter what, there was always a chaplain on call. And sometimes on the weekends, including the overnight shift from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. in the morning, there were times when I was the chaplain holding the on-call pager. There was a little on-call suite in the lower level of the hospital where hospital staff, like me, were on call. It was a crummy little kitchenette floored with worn-out high-traffic carpeting and a sitting room lit by bright fluorescent lights. In the sitting room, there was a table and chairs and a television that was always dialed to cable news. There was a soda dispenser, complete with a stack of styrofoam cups and a drawer full of packets of saltine crackers. Beyond the kitchenette was a hallway with about a dozen doors, each door leading to a tiny room that had a chair, a twin bed, and a nightstand. Each door had a small plaque on the front of the door that named the doctor or the specialist who you could find within. And our door simply said, "Chaplain." If there was a need in the middle of the night, if one of us was needed to come and to lend our expertise or our training, the beepers we carried would go off. On the small screen of the beeper, there would be a room number and maybe a word or two explaining what the need was. And we would go off into the hospital to do our best to serve the need that existed. As an on-call person, we needed always to be ready, alert, and dressed for action. As Jesus put it, we needed to be dressed for action. Most of the on-call staff in the on-call suite were dressed in blue hospital scrubs with their white doctor's coats over those scrubs. Around their necks, they had stethoscopes, and you could see that their pockets were heavy with their other instruments. I too was dressed for action. I had my chaplain's garb, similar to what I wear nowadays as a minister, slacks, a dress shirt, shoes, and a tie. But of course, being dressed for action in that situation was about more than my clothes. It was about my orientation to the world. To be dressed and ready for action on those long nights in the hospital, it meant that I needed my heart and my head, all of me, to be prepared and ready as possible. When I was on call, as best as I could be, I wanted to be ready to serve, to love, to learn, and to appreciate what was going on in the people's lives whom I was called to serve. When I was on call, I did what I could to prepare my heart, my hands, my voice, my presence to serve as God's instruments of care and healing. as a weekend overnight shift would begin. As I clipped the beeper to my belt and considered how many packets of saltine crackers I would eat that night and how many cups of ginger ale I would consume, I also prayed. I prayed that God would help me to be up to the task of being the chaplain for all of those thousands of people in that entire hospital and all of the people and the families who would come through the emergency room that night. I prayed that God would help me to be dressed and ready for all that would come. In our passage for this morning, Jesus tells his disciples that they should be like a master's servants who are dressed and ready for action. Jesus brings to mind the image of a poised servant whose master is away, but the servant is ready for his return. He is ready for the master's instructions. The servant's belt is tight around her waist. Her lamp is lit, and she is ready. In the Hebrew scriptures, there is a phrase, gird up your loins. Have you heard that phrase before? Gird up your loins. The Greek in our gospel passage conveys this Hebrew idea. To gird up your loins meant to take your robe and to tie it in your belt. Doing so freed your legs for easier motion and action. People who were about to do something special, to do some great work or to complete some task, would gird up their loins, pulling their robe out of the way in order to free their legs for movement. Jesus says to his disciples, those who would follow him, those who would be his partners in ministry, he says, gird up your loins, tighten the belt around your waist, light your lamps, and be ready for action. He, the master, might be away, but we, the master's servants, should remain poised and ready for his return, dressed for action, lamps lit, waiting for the master to knock on the door of our lives. People of God, all of life, as a servant of Christ, is like being a servant who is prepared for the master's return. All of life for us as a Christian is like being an on-call hospital chaplain for the hospital that is God's world. We live in a world that can be compared to a hospital. There are people all around us, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our community, in our state, country, and world, who have dramatic things happening in their lives. There is physical and mental illness. There is need for comfort, need for consoling, need for direction, need for prayer. Some need desperately to hear the good news that God loves them, that their sins are forgiven, that they may find rest and peace and new life in God's presence, and that there is a supportive community here that is ready to embrace and care for them. Like a hospital full of different floors and departments, each with a different kind of patient, so is our world full of people with different needs, different diagnoses, different challenges. As a church, positioned within this greater world, we are like the on-call suite in the hospital basement. We are on call, servants who are ready to address the needs that exist. We are on call, ready to hear instructions from Jesus and his commands, ready to receive the Spirit's direction and inspiration, ready to respond when God sends us into action at any moment. When a need arises, God's desire is that we would be dressed and ready for action. This week, as I studied the passage, it was interesting for me to note that Jesus' emphasis does not fall on the work that he will call his disciples to do. Instead, his emphasis falls on the need to be ready. In our passage, Jesus focuses less on the work his disciples will do, and it falls elsewhere. First, Jesus emphasized that the disciples need to be ready. To me, this is a calling to our spiritual disciplines, that we, as Christ followers, need to pray. We need to do our devotions. We need to go to Bible studies, to go to worship, in order that we might stay in touch with God, so that we might be reminded of God's presence, God's gifts to us, and God's grace. What does it mean for us to be ready? It is to keep our wits about us, to remember that we are those who are loved by God, that we are forgiven, to be reminded and to remember that we have new and transformed lives because of what God has done for us. Stay aware. Stay in prayer. Stay in touch with God's Word. Stay in touch with God's Holy Spirit, which gives us peace and comfort and direction. Staying dressed and ready is about being oriented and in touch with the source of the life that we have to live. In our passage, Jesus' emphasis also falls, surprisingly, not on the service of his disciples, but on the service that God will do for us. In Jesus' parable, the master returns, finds servants who are poised and ready for the master's commands. And in response, the master girds up his own loins, tightens his own belt, so that he can serve his faithful servants. Jesus' audience would have been tracking with him up until this point in his parable. And they would have already understood that good servants are the kind of servants who are always ready for action. What Jesus says after that, however, is outside the realm of what they would have known in their own world. The idea that a master would serve his servants would have been ridiculous to Jesus' hearers that day. But with Jesus, the master of our lives and the master of this world, there is a mutuality of service. The master expects us to be ready, but he gives grace-filled service before calling others to similar service. It is in this mutualism that we have experienced God. Jesus enacted it, serving his disciples, washing their feet, doing the work of a common household slave. Jesus enacted this mutualism as he personally prepared meals for his students, his pupils, his disciples, doing the work of a servant woman. He came not to protect his life and have others give of themselves for his sake, but he came to give himself, even his life on the cross, so that others would find new life. He came as a master. He came as the Son of God. But he came as a master and a king who was here to serve. He calls us to service as well. And the starting point of that service is our preparedness, our being ready to receive his call. Each night when I was on call in the hospital, I did what I could to be dressed and ready for service. Some nights the beeper never stopped beeping. One call led to another call, and I barely saw the on-call suite and had no time for saltines and ginger ale. Other nights, the beeper never sounded at all. I would put on my tie and my slacks, and I would sit in the on-call suite, and I would doze off, and I would wake up in the morning wondering what had happened. Each night, not knowing what kind of night I would have, I would pray all the same. I would pray that God would help me to be dressed and to be ready for whatever service God required of me. Amen.